Mama, welcome back to another One Income Family podcast. So today we are going to be talking about setting financial goals and how they can improve your budget. You and I both know how difficult it can be to stick to a budget. I mean, let alone create a budget, right? That is why the implementation of setting financial goals for your budget can improve your mindset, your motivation, and so much more. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So go grab that basket of laundry and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey Mama, how often do you find yourself reaching for that one item at the grocery store that, you know, that the one that's not on the budget, and you know it's gonna put yourself over budget, yet you buy it anyways? I feel you. This is something that I too struggle with, and I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that I've 100% solved it, but I am going to tell you that I do know how to make it easier. I know how to help you create habits that will eventually cut down the temptation to buy things that aren't on that budget. I also know how to add the things that you not only need to buy, but want to buy back into your budget and still stay on budget. So are you ready to finally feel like you are the one in control, that you can stick to your budget, to not feel restricted like you can't buy something that you want or sometimes even need? Then my friend, you need to run and grab a financial strategy session right now. Go to www.calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, or that is www.calendly.com/MOLLY, B as in boy, ENELL. And take your first step towards creating healthy habits so you can stick to your budget. However, you know, you may be questioning if you are ready, or maybe you're not quite sure where to start. I want to invite you to hop on a free clarity call with me, which is at that same link that I said earlier, which is calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, and grab your free clarity call with me today so that you can stick to your budget by first learning where to start. The link will also be in the show notes in case you didn't catch that link. Okay, so like I said, today we're going to be talking about how your financial goals can improve your budget. And it's so crazy how, you know, goal setting can motivate us. It can, you know, get us to think about what it is that we actually need to think about. It changes your mindset, it shifts it. And it's so amazing how this works. I know that I have created many a budgets, and along the way, there have been times where I've been struggling to stick to the budget, and I have went overboard saying, well, what's the point? And I stopped budgeting and we just spent as we needed. And it was a lot easier to track because I was just following the number in the bank account. But it caused us to live paycheck to paycheck. And because we were living paycheck to paycheck, we weren't as excited or happy, and we were stressing over where our money was going, and it just made life not as easy. And it's the same way as when I did create a budget, but there was no plan with it. We were just trying to stick to the budget that was pretty much telling us what to do. It was saying whether or not we could go buy something, whether or not we could do something fun, and we didn't like that. We didn't like the strictness, the inability to be able to you know, make our money do what we wanted it to do. It felt like we were the ones being told what to do and we didn't have a choice. And that is what I don't want for you. And that's why I want you to have these financial goals. I want you to be able to be the one in control. I want you to be able to go out and buy the things that you want, maybe not right away, but you will eventually get there. And you know, that waiting process will make it just feel so much better when you're actually able to buy that thing. I mean, it's like when you graduate, when you have to work super duper hard sometimes, when it comes easy to you, it doesn't have that same effect as when you have to work for something. And maybe it's not graduation. For me, I was good at school. So graduating was just like the next thing that I was supposed to check off my list. And everybody's like getting all excited that they're graduating. And I'm like, I don't want to walk. This is in college. It was like my third time. And I'm like, I don't want to walk down the aisle. But my family was excited for me and they wanted me to go. So I was like, fine, I'll walk. But it's that same feeling. Like when it comes easy to you, when you get it without having to work for something, there's no excitement, there's no motivation. And that's not what we want. That's why we want to have these financial goals that we have to work towards. So then the things that we buy actually give us joy and bring value to our lives. Okay, so let's dive into the tips I have, or the how-tos or the whys, you know, whatever you want to call it. I have four of them today. And so I will start. The first one that is, my goodness, I'm recording earlier in the day than I normally do. It's about 7:30 and my brain's just not wanting to function right now. So bear with me as I try to find my words, right? Okay, so how financial goals can improve your budget. First thing that I want to talk about is your financial goals. They give you a reason to stick to your budget. So they are a part of your why. I talked about this in a previous episode, but because you now have a reason to stick to your goal, it's easier to stick to your goal. You get more excited about, you know, not spending all of your money. They prevent you from living paycheck to paycheck. When you're excited about saving up for that family vacation or paying off debt so that you can have more money for those fun activities, it takes the focus off of the necessities. It takes it off of the, I have to do this, and it helps you start sticking to your budget. And eventually it will become second nature because you're no longer trying to figure out, well, why do I want to stick to this? Why do I have to stick to this? I know I have to, otherwise I don't have enough money to pay for something I need, but you know, I want to be able to use the money the way I want to because it's my money. But if you don't have a reason to stick to that, then it just makes it so much harder and so much easier to live paycheck to paycheck. And when you're in that paycheck to paycheck mindset, then you're unable to do the things that you actually want to do. So financial goals, they help you to shift your mindset from I have to stick to my budget or else, you know, in order to stick to my budget so that we can go on that family vacation so that we can... Okay, that made no sense. Let me rewind. Financial goals, they can help you shift your mindset from I have to stick to my budget or else to I want to stick to my budget. I want to stick to my budget so that we can go on a fun family vacation, so that we can buy that new car, so that we can, you fill in the blanks. The options are endless. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, you are able to save up for it because you are not living paycheck to paycheck. Okay, so to do this, you know, all you have to do is sit down with your husband and figure out what your goals are. It's as simple as that. There's no big, you know, system or philosophy or anything to really figure out a goal. You just need to start. And you don't want to do it by yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You do have to do it with your husband. So what do you want your money to do for you? Sit down with your husband and figure that out. Now, don't go overboard and create all these goals that you can't get to because your finances can't afford it. But maybe you do a 5-year plan. In 5 years, I want to have these things, and then break it down. There are so many options. Like, you just have to actually figure out what it is that you want. Okay, so point number 2, financial goals, they guide you as you create your budget. So what I mean by that is, I mean, let's be honest, who likes to be told what they have to do with their money? It doesn't matter if it's your friend, your spouse, you know, or even yourself. When you are the one working hard for your money, you want to be able to do with it what you please. However, with a mindset like that, you put yourself into a position where you're living paycheck to paycheck, stressing over if you will be able to pay for your upcoming bills. And we don't want you to be there. We want you to be able to live freely and not be so, I mean, it's kind of like lifestyle creep where we are living paycheck to paycheck, unable to actually really get the things that we want. We just get the things we want in the moment. So when you set goals and place them inside of your budget, you prevent yourself from living paycheck to paycheck. Because in order to achieve these goals, you have to have leftover income to spend in your budget. So when you sit down and you create your budget, you're able to see these goals coming to fruition and watching as your money grows. It's so awesome to see these goals, you know, slowly creep up, the amounts reach to what it is that you need. And when you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, we finally get to do this. And it's so exciting. Your budget, it will become an extension of who you and your family are, the things you like to do, and so much more. But if you don't set goals, to be able to save up for those things like vacations, sports, weekend activities, then you won't in the end be able to save up the money, and you will be stressing over if you have enough money to pay for food, gas, bills, you know, the things that you need, they're a necessity. And this is not the place that we want to be. We want you to be able to create a budget that just is an extension of who you and your family are. We want you to not be so living paycheck to paycheck. I wish I had a better way to phrase that, but it's essentially what it means, right? We don't want that desire. We don't want to feel like we are being told what to do with our money. We don't like it when our spouse does it. I said that earlier. We don't like it when we do it. So why would we allow our budgets to do that for us? Now, there might be a situation where, yeah, you do have that much less income and you need more income to be able to do these things. And so sticking to the budget is hard because you are only able to focus on the necessities instead of the wants. But if you don't have that, a lot of it when it comes to us living paycheck to paycheck is just lifestyle creep. It's where we get more money and we're like, ooh, we have more money. So we do things that cause us to paycheck to paycheck not have more money. We just increase our expenses instead of keep living the way we are and like do what we want with that extra income. And I will do a whole episode on this so you'll understand it better. But we don't want, when we do get a raise or we do get a bonus, to just throw that money away. We want to be able to say, hey, I worked hard to achieve maybe buying that fence for my yard, or I worked really hard to be able to reseed my yard, or I know I'm focused on the yard, or to like paint the house, because that's what I've been doing this past weekend, right? But that's what we want. We want to be able to be excited and happy about the things that our money bought. Now, yes, being able to buy that coffee whenever we want, you know, is nice in the moment. But in the long run, do you want to say, ooh, my money bought me coffee all year, and that's about it? Now, I have nothing against coffee. If you want to buy your coffee, have at it. But I want you to understand the difference in the feeling. Like, coffee doesn't give you, and maybe it does, but it doesn't give you that excitement that being able to paint your house does, because then you know that your house is going to, you know, last longer, and it's going to be the colors that you want it to be instead of maybe the colors that you bought it as. Maybe you didn't like it. Now you get to spruce it up and make it look the way you want. Or, you know, maybe you get to buy that new couch that you've really been wanting, and it's the first time you've been able to buy a couch, and you save up for it, and you spend frugally, and you look for things that, you know, that you actually want instead of just buying the first thing that you see and end up not liking it, or it ends up falling apart because it's not as good of quality. Those are the things that you need to figure out what you want, and you can say, hey, I was able to buy that and I'm excited about it. That's what your budget does for you, and it's awesome. Okay, so point number three is kind of what I've already been talking about, but financial goals, they help you get excited about your money. Emotion is a big motivator when it comes to anything that we do, and taking action is so much easier when we're excited. And that's what goals do. They create excitement around your money. Just imagine how good it will feel to finally be able to buy that thing that you've been saving up for. In this day and age, we look for that instant gratification, hence credit cards and in-store loans. And instead of doing the hard work to get the things that we want, then it makes it so much better when we actually work for the things. Like when I talked about graduating, I wasn't excited about graduating. It was just something I was going to check off my list because I was good at school. Yeah, I had to work for it, but I expected to graduate. There was no thought that I would never graduate. And so it wasn't as exciting to graduate because it's what was supposed to happen, right? But when, you know, you save up for these things and you actually are working hard for it instead of getting that instant gratification, it just makes you happier so much longer. Because when you have that instant gratification, you're instantly done with it and you're ready to move on to the next thing. I hate to break it to you, but that's the way it is. We instantly get it and we instantly forget about it. And that's not what we want. We want our money to make a difference, to actually have a job, to make us happy, money doesn't necessarily make us happy, but if you do it right, it will enrich your life. And that only happens if you actually work for the things that you want, if you actually search for the things that you want and you save up for it. If you just instantly go out there with your credit card or get in-store credit, you know, like at a furniture store or at, you know, even getting your cell phones, that's a loan. When you have like $5 you have to pay a month for 3 years to get that new phone instead of just paying outright and not having to have that extra payment on there. Now, I know it can be more expensive, but if you save up for it, then you don't have to worry about it, right? And that's exactly what I want you to really understand, is that these financial goals, they really change your mindset from, you know, that instant gratification to the long-term gratification and being able to buy something with your own money instead of having to borrow and pay on top of that, because nobody wants to pay money to have money. I'm sorry, but that's what that's what a loan is. That's what credit cards are. You pay money to get money right now for that instant gratification that in the long term you end up paying for. And no, I don't mean that in a good way. I am not a big fan of credit cards. I am not a big fan of taking out loans. If I can't pay for it right away, then I don't need it right now. I want to be able to use my own money. I want to be able to not have to pay somebody to use my own money. I don't want to pay somebody for my own money. If I can not do that, then I'm not going to. And I'm going to work as hard as I can to save up for it and pay for it with my own money, because then I think more about what it is that I'm spending or buying. I think more about the things that, do I actually need that? Do I actually want that? Is that actually going to bring value to my life or bring happiness to my family? Or is it just something that I, out of the blue, is like, yeah, I want that, and the whole instant gratification thing comes into play. And if it's not, then I get it. And if it is, then I'm like, no, I don't need it. And, you know, when you have those financial goals, you're able to actually sit and think about whether it's something you actually need or want. And it's okay to save up for the things that you want, but it's not okay to put your expenses in a paycheck to paycheck living style because you have to have it right away. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but I don't think that we should be living paycheck to paycheck for things that we want. Now, it's one thing if it's things that we need and we absolutely have to have, and you need to sit down and figure out what those actually are. But to me, your needs are your transportation, so like gas and your car going back and forth. It's your housing, so like your mortgage or your rent and your utilities and stuff like that. And then it's your food to be able to eat and stuff like that. So that, those are the things that you absolutely, and your bills, you know, obviously, but sometimes your bills are wants instead of needs. And you really need to figure out what it is that is important to you, because otherwise you're not going to be able to really figure out how to get out of that paycheck to paycheck living style, and you won't be able to save up for the things that you want. So sit down, figure out what those financial goals are, and really look at your budget. Look at how you can tweak it. Look at the things you can take out. What's that instant gratification and what's not? What actually do you use? I mean, my husband and I this weekend, we were thinking about maybe, you know, getting some live streaming TV, but then we sat down and we got to thinking about it. If we got that, I don't think we would be actually using the amount of money that it costs, because we don't watch a lot of TV. And so even though we would like it so that we can watch, you know, our football live, Nebraska football, right? in order to watch it live, it would be nice, but at the expense of, some of it was even like $80 a month just for those games, I don't think it's worth it, especially since it's still nice out. We go outside 90% of the time. So we decided not to get that live TV because in the end, we'd be paying more for something we don't use, which essentially would be wasting our money. And that's what I want you to sit down and think about. What is it? Do you have subscriptions that you don't use? Get rid of them. Do you have subscriptions that you only partially use? Is there a way you can tweak it and take down the amount so that what it is that you're actually using is the amount that it costs, you know, kind of weighing the use versus cost kind of thing? And see if you can tweak your budget so that you can have money to reach those financial goals. And I do want to give you a tip. So this is point number four, a tip when creating long-term financial goals, like cars and paying off debt, those things that take like years and years and years. You want to make sure that along the way you are creating small wins, because those long-term goals, you can see that money building up and building up, and it can start to burn a hole in your pocket. You can start getting excited about the possibilities that you can use that on instead of whatever your financial goal is. And you need to remind yourself that this is for a car. This is for, you know, paying off debt. This is for whatever it is that takes forever to buy or get. Maybe, you know, saving up for a down payment on a house. Those are the things that you really want to have small wins along the way, because then it can get boring and that money can start burning a hole in your pocket, and you don't want to spend that and then have to start over from the beginning, because that would not be fun. So definitely make sure that if you are trying to create a long-term goal, that you start small and focus on the small wins to get there so that you aren't using that money for something that it's not intended for. Okay, so I really hope that this episode has really, you know, impacted you and maybe shifted your mindset a little bit around things that maybe you never thought about when it came to creating financial goals and the impact that it can have on your budget, both positively and negatively, if you don't have those financial goals. And I really want you to know that this is something that I help you with. I can help you create those financial goals. I can help you, you know, learn what it is that you have in your budget that maybe you've been living paycheck to paycheck on, and take out those things that are I don't want to say unnecessary, because to you they could be important. But the things like what I was saying with the live TV, you can weigh those wants whether or not you're actually using them, and you can get rid of the things that you don't use or the things that you only partially use and find another way to still get the thing that you want. There are so many different things out there, different ways of creating the lifestyle that you want, the desire that you want, and just because you are thinking one way, sometimes, you know, we get so deep into our thoughts that we only think that this is the only way to do it. But there are so many different ways out there. And that's why I would like to invite you on a financial strategy session, so that you can be the one in control of your finances. You can stick to your budget and create financial goals that bring you joy, that you're going to be excited about buying when it gets to that point, when you save that money up for that family vacation or that car, or you get yourself out of debt, you know, then you have more money to put into your pocket and put into other goals, you know, then you can continue growing whatever it is. Maybe it's retirement, that's a goal. Maybe it's, you know, like I said, a car or a short-term thing like a vacation. The options are limitless, and sometimes you just need a little bit of help to get that budget to actually focus on your goals and get it to work for you so that you can achieve those goals. And that is what I'm here for. So like I said, I want you to go and grab a financial strategy session right now at www.calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. I will spell that out for you. It's www.calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. And take your first step towards creating healthy habits so that you can stick to your budget. Now, you may be questioning if you're ready, or if maybe you're not quite sure on where to start. I want to invite you to hop on a free clarity call with me. So head on over to, again, calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. And this link will also be in the show notes, so it won't be hard to find. And grab a free clarity call with me today so that you can stick to your budget by first learning where to start. So please, I pray that today's episode has blessed you and has helped you. If you're maybe wanting to talk a little bit more, you can head on over to the free Facebook group, and we can definitely connect and talk more. So I pray you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you back here on the One Income Family Podcast next Tuesday. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.